This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11. Assalamu alaikum, productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I am here with Episode 11 of the Pre-Ramadan Bootcamp. So if this is the first time that you're tuning into the Pre-Ramadan Bootcamp, then you can still go ahead and listen to all our previous episodes we have released so far. These are short episodes with challenges and action points that you can take. In today's episode, what I'm going to be speaking to you about, preparing your pre-Ramadan MGD list. MGD stands for must get done. So what are some things that you need to get done before Ramadan that will make your Ramadan easier to handle? So this can mean a work project that you want to wrap up so that you're not stressed about it during Ramadan. Or maybe it's preparing your home for Ramadan so you don't have to do that last minute cleaning in which you're staying awake in the last 10 nights pretty much. Or maybe it's about even preparing all the gifts for Eid. So you might have all these family members, friends, co-workers that you want to prepare gifts for. And so by getting these things done now, you don't have to be spending the last 10 nights going to the mall and going shopping and finding all these things. That time can be better spent in acts of worship.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. Hey, if you're enjoying this episode and the practical tips within it, then I think you'll enjoy our Productive Ramadan online course. This is a one-stop course for all the practical tips you need to overcome your Ramadan challenges. For example, how do you manage your sleep in Ramadan when Isha is so late and Suhoor is so early? How do you manage your time in Ramadan between work, family, and your spirituality? How to build good habits in Ramadan and destroy bad habits during Ramadan that last after Ramadan? How to manage your work and your work colleagues, and so on and so forth. Check out this practical online course on ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. That is ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. Thanks.
So now, in order to set up your pre-Ramadan MGD list, the must-get-done list, first of all, take stock of everything that you need to get done in the next 3 weeks in various areas of your life. So just get a pen and paper and ask yourself, you know, in my spiritual area, is there anything that I need to get done? In my work and school, is there anything I need to get done? Community, family, home, just all these things that you should get done so that when Ramadan comes, you won't be stressed about it. So pretty much there's no right and wrong answer. Just dump everything that comes to mind onto the piece of paper and then you can sort it out later and filter out what's important out of that. But just put everything down that comes to mind. So the second thing you do is that you look through that list and you ask yourself the following questions. The first one is, can I delete it? As in, do I really have to do this task or is there a way I can get out of it? If not, the second thing is, can I defer it? Meaning, can I do it later on? Does it have to be right now or can it wait, say, after Ramadan? And the third one is, can I delegate it? Now, for a particular item on your list, can I hire someone to do it? Like, say, for example, hire someone to deep clean my house, or can I get someone to help me prepare all the Eid gifts? Anything that doesn't pass those three questions, so that's can I delete it, can I defer it, or can I delegate it, then you can put it in your MGD list, so your must get done during Ramadan. So pretty much what you see remaining on the page are your MGD tasks. So it's now time to actually get specific and plan exactly when you'll get certain things done. So for example, if there's a action list that says I have to get my dua list done for Ramadan, then you need to know when exactly you will get it done. So when will I get my Eid shopping done? When will I complete this project at work so that it doesn't run into Ramadan? So if my car needs urgent servicing, then when can I book this service? So in a nutshell, you know why you're doing these tasks, because you don't want these tasks to come into Ramadan and be a cause of stress. And the second thing is, you know specifically what you want to get done. And the third thing is, you need to identify when you will get them done so that they will get done. So your homework for today is to get this list completed today, ensure that it's specific and there's a time for it, and let us know how you go with this task today by leaving a comment over at the show notes for this episode. That was productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E11. So that stands for Season 2, Episode 11. And also, as you're there, do let us know how your challenges went. So the challenges that you have been doing so far for your spiritual area, physical area, and your social area. So that's about it from me today. Inshallah, I will speak to you all tomorrow with our next episode. Till then, remember, work hard and be sincere.